Hello, this is WDOT Port Washington, WDOT News, bringing you all the news you want and need. First, let's go to Stephanie Ann with World News.
Hello, everyone. So today in World News, their free education program was put into place in Somalia to get children off the streets, supported by UNICEF. The Spanish royal family braces for their princess in court. She's accused of money laundering and tax invasion. Syria has agreed to peace talks. Evacuation from the old city started, and kids under 15 are allowed to leave as long as they promise not to turn on Syria and pick up weapons as soon as they leave. And here's White.
Thank you, Stephanie Ann. Recently, in U.S. news, Florida resident Michael Dunn killed Jordan Davis. That's not in dispute, but according to attorneys' opening statements Thursday in Dunn's murder trial, almost everything is. Dunn initially fired three times into Jordan's door. A bullet landed in each of Jordan's legs, while a third bullet traveled through his liver, lungs, and aorta. This is similar to the Trayvon Martin trial from a few years ago. It looks like the controversy over guns continues. In other U.S. news, Chris Christie is still receiving heat for his decision to close the George Washington Bridge. As a committee of 12 people are viewing the documents, Christie's chances for the presidential nomination are going downhill. He may even need to resign from his current position as governor of New Jersey. We will see what happens with the story later. Now with politics, here's Vlahek.
Thanks, Josh. Last Tuesday, January 28, 2014, the 2014 State of the Union address was given by President Barack Obama in the chamber of the United States House of Representatives. Obama promised to raise the minimum wage to $10.10 for federal contractors and to work with the states, local governments, and private groups as well as Congress to raise the minimum wage nationally, arguing better pay is needed to support the economy as well as the right thing to do. Other topics discussed included further improvements in providing Americans health care, enacting immigration reform, a smarter national security approach, including the war on terror, and the war in Afghanistan, moving in the country off of permanent war footing while laying out his case for, and I quote, strong and principled diplomacy, calling for Congress to give U.S. diplomats some room to maneuver, particularly when it comes to Iran, and improvements to education to ready Americans for the jobs of tomorrow's economy. That's all for politics, folks. Here's Dylan Seco with local news.
Thanks, Carla. A former care assistant at the Tuttle Center, a life care retirement community in Port Washington, was finally put to justice after she was pleaded guilty for theft. She attempted to steal a $10,000 check from an 88-year-old client. Stephanie Benedin, who is only 26, admitted that she took the check from the victim's checkbook and filled out the information on the check without permission. Later, the check and funds were returned to the victim. She's going to face jail time, however. Another event happening in Long Island is that a young high school football player, Trevon Duncan, was assaulted during an intense rivalry game in November. Duncan said, "I was swarmed by not one, but 3 to 4 players." There are now being charges pressed this month going against the whole team, including the coach. And the district is extremely concerned about what happened. Here's Dylan Lublin with Schreiber News.
Thanks, Dylan. Now it's Schreiber News. Today is Friday. Most of the students at Schreiber seem to be happy and excited for the weekend. And hopefully most of the students must be happy with all of these snow days we've been getting, especially after a long, stressful midterm week. Schreiber's musical is having a play, Once Upon a Mattress, February 27th, February 28th, and March 1st and March 2nd. Almost time for February break, which is exciting. Today, varsity basketball has a senior day game against MacArthur. This is one of the biggest senior classes Schreiber's had in a while. Now over to Dan with business.
Thanks, Dylan. Today in business, the economy is getting better and the percentage of people who rate the economy as good is rising. It's at the highest level it's been in 6 years based on a national poll. Only a third of the public believe it's because of the Obama administration. Next, where to land a job on Wall Street. Goldman Sachs is one of the best investment banks to work at based on salary and success of the company. Edith Cooper, head of human capital management, says that to work for Goldman Sachs you must be able to operate outside of your comfort zone in order to be successful. Finally, can hard work get you into the 1%? Many Americans talk about how they work their rear ends off in order to get where they are today. But is that really the answer? Carol Costello, anchorwoman on CNN's The Newsroom, says that hard work is well and good, but you need lady luck on your side. She grew up in a middle-class household and worked 3 different jobs to pay her way through college. However, she also met good people along the way that shaped her into the successful person she is today. Her story shows us all that it takes more than sweat to succeed. Here's Rari with entertainment.
Thanks, Zimmelman. Sadly, Jay Leno hosted his final episode of The Tonight Show on February 6th.
During this full hour episode, Jay was sent off with a few jokes from Billy Crystal, a performance from Garth Brooks, and a surprise visit from Kim Kardashian. And finally, Jay also took a shot at Justin Bieber during his monologue. Speaking of Justin Bieber, Bieber was accused of throwing eggs at his neighbor's home, and his case has been turned over to the LA County District Attorney's Office, with a recommendation that it presses vandalism charges against Bieber. Moving on, Ellen DeGeneres will be hosting the 86th Annual Academy Awards. One of the most surprised Oscar nominees was Jonah Hill. Jonah's social media websites, such as Twitter and Instagram, were full of compliments from his fellow actors, such as James Franco, Channing Tatum, and even Leonardo DiCaprio. In a statement, Jonah said, "I am in complete and total shock. I honestly was not expecting this." Finally, I'm going to leave all of you Pitch Perfect fans with some great news. Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson are officially returning for Pitch Perfect 2. Elizabeth Banks has signed on to direct the film. Wilson retweeted a tweet stating, "At Pitch Perfect's happy announcement that Fat Amy and Becca were returning up for an encore." Now with sports, here's Marks.
In the NBA, the Nets beat the Spurs 103-89, and the Warriors beat the Bulls 102-87. The Cavs fired GM Chris Grant, and for the Knicks, Carmelo Anthony is possibly ready to leave New York. After the end of this season, Anthony wants to explore the free agent market. In the NHL, the Canucks lost to the Canadiens 5-2, the Maple Leafs beat the Lightning 4-1, the Blues beat the Bruins 3-2, the Wild beat the Predators 3-2, and the Kings beat the Blue Jackets 2-1. As most of you may know, the Seattle Seahawks won the Super Bowl, and at the Seattle Seahawks Championship Parade, Pete Carroll remarked multiple times how the Seahawks are just getting started and how this year was the start of a span of victory. This has caused some fans and other coaches alike to judge Carroll's confidence in his own team. Now, on to Teo.
Thanks, Robbie. Super Bowl 48 was one of the most historic events in NFL history. First, it's being the first Super Bowl between the best offense and the best defense. The Broncos obviously having the best offense and the Seahawks having the best defense. But obviously it came down to defense in the game because Seattle obliterated Denver 43-8. Peyton Manning threw two interceptions, and one of those interceptions being intercepted by Malcolm Smith, the Super Bowl MVP, returning it for a 69-yard touchdown, and he's going to be heading to Disney World. And the halftime show was done by Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was very entertaining, very fun to watch, and I think the Super Bowl will be a great event in New York in the years to come. And now, Friedman, to the Olympics.
With winter in full swing, the Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia are right around the corner. The opening ceremonies will commence in the this morning, and events will begin tomorrow with the men's biathlon, followed by cross-country skiing. The USA will bring the largest team in the Winter Olympics history with over 200 athletes. In other news, Shaun White recently announced that he will be pulling out of the slopestyle snowboard event to focus on winning his third straight gold medal in the men's superpipe event. On the women's side, gold medal alpine skier Lindsey Vonn will not be competing in this year's Olympics due to a torn ACL she suffered in February of 2013. We wish all of the U.S. athletes the best of luck at this year's Olympics. Go USA. Now to Castor with technology news.
Hello. Thank you, Friedman. And this simple invention made by the military can save lives on the battlefield. Hemorrhaging is the leading cause of death on the battlefield, and this simple injection can seal a gunshot wound in 15 seconds. The medics insert the holding cylinder into the wound and then injects little sponges as close to the artery as possible to seal up the wound and stop the victim from bleeding out. The injection releases biocompatible sponges that seal up the wound by soaking up the blood. The sponges are made up of wood pulp and coated with chitosan, a blood clotting substance found in shrimp cells. This fascinating technology is currently awaiting FDA approval. Now on to Timothy.
Thank you, Castor. We have a chance for snow this weekend with temperatures mainly hovering around the low 30s. It's a great opportunity for all young adults to grab a shovel and pocket some coin. We're expecting sunshine Monday and Tuesday and with a chance of snow on Wednesday. Remember to watch out for black ice as ice-related injuries have been on the rise this winter. The current temperature is 28 degrees and the sun is shining. Remember to stay toasty during the cold season. That's all for the weather. Now here's Stephanie Ann with the wacky news.
Hello, everybody. In Illinois, three waitresses were handed a check for $5,000 each from a customer. The 20-year-olds were told to use the money for school and everything else in between. One of them will now be returning to school because of this. In Maine, an eighth grader's pocket caught fire when her iPhone popped and smoke started billowing out of her pants pocket. She's fine, but had to be treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. There would be a burglar in Minnesota if the singing fish hadn't fallen off the wall. In a tackle shop, a singing fish was knocked off the wall above the door and started singing "Take Me to the River" whenever someone walked in. A burglar accidentally knocked it off, scaring him away. In Britain's Heathrow Airport, three incredibly rare iguanas were found in socks. None died, but two women were arrested. And that is all for Wacky News. Back to Marks.
Thank you, Stephanie Ann. We hope that we've answered all your questions about world-related news, public news, and everything in between. For WDOT News, Fort Washington, and for all of the other DJs here, we'd like to thank you. Goodbye.